Hi everyone, this is Jeannie and welcome back to my channel. I have a kind of a wild video for today. I usually watch on YouTube a lot of videos that talk about the rapture, the last days, the signs in the skies. I realize that in scripture it does say that no man knows the day or the hour. That's very true. However, the Lord said, ye do know the seasons. You can tell that it's time to plant based on the weather. You can tell that it's time to harvest due to the season. We also have been given signs in the skies as to when certain things happen that the Lord has ordained and prophesied himself. I'm not talking about people who prophesy. I don't hold a lot of stock or faith in anyone who says, I have a word from the Lord, unless they can really back it up with scripture and confirmations. I just am very skeptical of people who say, I was told this from the Lord. Well, I had a dream. After all that, I had a dream, and I don't watch rapture videos at night before I go to bed. I find them terrifying. I don't watch warning videos a lot at night. I watch beauty videos, recipes, makeup videos, because I can't watch all those videos. I had to get comfortable. So let me tell you about the dream I had. I had a dream last night, and it was like the very second after the rapture. I don't know if I missed the rapture. I don't know if I was just given, I think I was given just a warning of what was going to happen after the rapture. Immediately after the rapture, it became dark. It was just chillingly dark, and Christians were being rounded up, and they were told to either forget about the Lord. You had to say, people were pointing guns at them in my dream. I don't dream like this. Holding guns to them and saying, we're going to kill you, torture you, strangle you if you don't denounce the Lord Jesus Christ. People all over the place were denouncing the Lord and saying, you know, they don't believe. In my dream, there was a man with a crucifix on, and they saw that and they targeted him and they were going to kill him. And he was saying, no, he's not going to denounce the Lord at all. And they shot him. In this dream, cars weren't working. People were riding horses. And they were chasing people on horseback and gathering up as many people as they could. Many people were screaming, just like Peter. In my dream, I was reminded of Peter, who denied the Lord three times, and these people were denying the Lord so they could live. It was the most terrifying dream I have ever had in a long time, and basically that's all the dream was people either not denouncing the Lord and they were killed, or people who denounced the Lord and they were able to live. But I didn't see anything after that. And you know, if you do take the mark of the beast and deny the Lord, you are sealing your eternity to hell forever, for eternity, living in hell. At the very end of this dream, before I woke up, I heard the wind blowing, and it was saying, tell the world. I don't know how the wind could talk, but the wind was telling me, tell the world. And I really do believe that the Lord is giving born-again Christians who seek the Lord diligently dreams, visions, warnings that yes, we are in the last days. These are the very last days on earth. I believe it with my whole heart. And that was my dream. So to whoever needs to hear this, I hope you take it to heart and ask the Lord Jesus into your heart. Repent of your sins. Ask Him to lead you and guide you. And if you have any questions, just leave a comment below. Thank you for watching, everyone. God bless you. Let's get ready. Repent, because the Lord, He's coming back, you guys. All the prophecy points in this direction. We have to get ready. We have to get saved. We have to get our loved ones saved and born again. I'll leave in the description below the salvation message. So just pray this prayer and you'll be saved. Thank you for watching, everyone. Get ready. We're going soon.